The group, formed by restaurant owner Hans Fugge and made up of Brad Olch, Miles Reiteman, Bob Richer, Roy Murphy, Jan Wilkin, and Charlie Winsor, has been meeting as a group for the last several months. Early on, they had lunch with newly elected Mayor Jack Thomas to talk about leadership. More recently, they met with Powdercore CEO John Cumming and Vail Resort CEO Rob Katz. Group member Charlie Winsor says he thinks the group is a good idea and they hope to have some influence in the looming decision of whether Park City Mountain Resort opens top to bottom this winter season.
Our only agenda was just to make sure both parties realize how devastating it'll be to the city and each kind of business, no matter what your business is, if the resort closed, and seeing if there was anything that we could do, you know, in talking to them that would help, you know, move things along.
Fugge says that they're all concerned about the potential impact on town if PCMR doesn't open.
What our main and overriding concern is at this point is just to assure that the town has, you know, a regular three resort season next winter, because we all believe that, you know, this could be a pretty hard hit for our area if we didn't have that.
Winsor says they used their best persuasive tactics to get both parties to say that the resort would open this winter, but he admits that the two resort owners wouldn't go that far.
We didn't leave feeling that we wasted our time and we didn't get any real answers. We didn't get like a guarantee. We got both parties saying they understood our position and they're sympathetic to the town. And they, you know, obviously they've got attorneys, they've got advisors that are telling them, you know, what they can do or not do. And they're in the middle of negotiations. And we just wanted to reach out to them and, you know, as a neutral party and just say we're sympathetic to your position and we just hope you're sympathetic to ours.
After meeting with both Cumming and Katz, Fugge says that their responses were essentially the same.
You know, there are two sides to every story, and the response was from both of them that they both were willing and understood that. I mean, they both were very clear that, hey, don't think for a minute that we don't know what this could potentially do to town. And both of them basically said, well, you know, we are willing, but it has to be reasonable. And I guess that's where the crux of the issue is what is reasonable.
And while this is an issue between the two resort giants, Fugge says it's the town that really stands to be impacted.
Be it pay lease rates, real estate values, I mean, not to mention a couple thousand people that don't have the jobs that they usually would have. I mean, this could be devastating.
He adds that the clock is ticking and a decision needs to be made quickly.
There needs to be an announcement made as quickly as possible because I think, you know, there's no more hiding this issue. The New York Times is all over this thing. So it's not like we can just say, well, you know, we'll just keep a lid on it. The word is out there, and the earlier we get an announcement that we can expect a regular winter season with all three resorts operating, the better off we're going to be.
The issue, says Winsor, is much bigger than two guys who are arguing with each other, and the group, he says, has worked hard not to take sides.
Both sides have screwed up. I mean, obviously the Cummins didn't sign a lease, and the other people bought a lease to get to a piece of property. They got to go to the people who own the property, who aren't going to be friendly because they've got lost their lease. So I think both sides kind of screwed up, and it's just a matter of them being able to eventually figure out what's the best scenario for them.
Many Park City businesses, says Fugge, have built their businesses around the resort.
This town has been very, very good to all of us, and we just want to make sure that it doesn't go off track.
Besides their background in business and government, Winsor says that all seven of the group members have been in town long enough to help chart the city's course for being a world-class ski resort. Now, he says, they're all older and hopefully wiser and had no problem telling John Cumming that his plans for a Woodward Action sports camp at the base of the resort really doesn't interest them.
I know we're all old, and when we talked to John Cummings, he started talking about Woodward. And asked, you're talking to the wrong group. There's nobody whose skis have left the ground in this group in 5 years. There's nobody that's gone vertical in 30 years in this group.
It's Charlie Winsor and Hans Fugge. Representatives from Park City Mountain Resort and Vail Resort have until August 15th to either settle or have the court settle it for them. A hearing is scheduled for August 27th to decide when PCMR must vacate the property. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.